Hello, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio. I'm Joanne Fox. I'm your host for Faith in Action here on Channel 88.1 FM, and I am so glad that you set your dials to that. We're KFHC Ponca Sioux City and KOIA Storm Lake, and it's a great day in the neighborhood. We've had some precipitation here in northwest Iowa, in southeast South Dakota, and northeast Nebraska, and we are very grateful for that. And hopefully now we can see a lot of stuff going on good in the fields. But we've got some really interesting things to talk about for today's show. So if you're thinking to yourself, there seems to be something wrong with Joanne's voice, usually it doesn't kind of crack and go up and down like that. I've got some serious allergy stuff going on, but I'm a consummate performer here, and I will just soldier on and do the best I can. Plus, I got two very handsome young men in the studio with me, and they are going to pick up the ball and run with it so I don't have to talk as much. So what we're going to talk about today is the Feast of Corpus Christi and a little bit of background on it for you listeners in case you're not familiar with it. So in the studio with me is Father Mark Stoll and Jeff Scoop, and they are both associated with Modern Day Parish here in Sioux City, Iowa. Welcome to both of you.
Hello, Joanne.
Hi.
Great to have you here.
I'm good Thank to be you. Back.
Yeah. Father Mark Stoll, of course, has been on this program several times, I believe.
Hosted a couple times, guest one time, now repeat guest.
Yep. We keep bringing him back. It's kind of like Johnny Carson kept bringing back certain hosts. And we do that because you're so good at it. And, of course, the pledge drives, you have been just consummate there on the pledge drives.
Yeah, since 2011. I can't remember. It's been about 10 years or something. I can't remember. It's been a while. So
yeah,
just helped out spring again. So wonderful to be able to help out. Love it.
We appreciate it. But for those listeners who may just be tuning in for the first time today, Father Mark, you need to kind of tell them a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been a priest for 30 years now. June 13th is my anniversary of ordination.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Joanne. You were there, of course, taking pictures.
I was.
30 years ago, believe it or not. And I've served the priest now served the Diocese of Sioux City now for 30 years in many parishes, from Storm Lake to Fort Dodge to Lamar's area to Mobile area to Carroll County and Cherokee County. And last July, Bishop moved me here to Modern Day Parish. I've also served the Dawson office in several capacities, including right now as Chancellor of the Diocese of Sioux City. So many hats, many duties, a lot of great things have been happening in the last 30 years in the diocese. And so I'm glad now to be in Sioux City, work with Modern Day Parish.
Terrific. And Father Brad Pelzel is pastor
of the
parish.
He is the pastor, and he was not able to be with us today for this interview. So again, we shout out to Father Brad, who's been the pastor since last July also. And he also wears many hats, including Vicar General for the Diocese of Sioux City, and a priest now of the diocese for 20 years.
Baby. But not really, not really.
He's actually older than I am.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
So are you in residence there, or are you the associate?
Yeah, so I'm the procure vicar.
Parochial vicar.
Yep. And so we both live at the parish house there at Modern Day Parish. And, of course, Modern Day Parish consists of two former parishes in the Sioux City area of Macclesception and Antivity. They joined together back in 2017, and so we're now Modern Day Parish with two church locations, lots of staff. About 2,100 families.
Excellent. So, Jeff, what I found interesting was I asked you to spell your last name for me, and it is, listeners, S-C-H-O-E-P, but you pronounce it Scoop. Now, there's got to be a story behind that last name. Is it German or Dutch?
It's Dutch.
It is Dutch.
Yep, it is, yep. Doesn't look like that when you look at it, and it's been pronounced, I've been called a lot of things.
Oh, I imagine so, yeah. So, but they put the hard C on it rather than what I would call the soft CH.
Yep. Usually it's Shoop. I get a lot of that, but yeah.
And you answer to that?
I do, usually, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially if there's food involved.
Well, yeah, absolutely, as we do all. So, Jeff, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
You bet. Well, I'm new to working for Modern Day Parish as the parish director. I'm not new to the parish. We joined right after we got married. My wife and I have been married. Actually, this Sunday will be 29 years. So we have twin daughters, one of which has been married for about 3.5 years, rather going on 4 years in September of this year. We'll be first-time grandparents in September, so with her baby. So the other daughter is not married yet. She's still working on her career. So
excellent.
But, yeah.
Did you grow up in Northwest Iowa?
We did. Lived a little bit in Denison. Then we moved to Kingsley, which is where I met my wife. And so, yeah, we're high school sweethearts. So, yeah, we met younger than our parents would have liked, but here we are.
Here we are, so many years later.
Yep.
So after high school graduation, what did you do?
Went to Western Iowa Tech and got my associate's of science degree in architectural drafting. And my career used to be architectural drafting, mechanical drafting, any type of drafting. Did that for 25, 30 years. That in IT, which is a weird mix, but that's what it was. Last year, I just felt compelled that the Lord just opened a few doors for me, wide enough that I couldn't miss them. And the first door he opened up was my sense that I had for several years of pursuing the diaconate, and I got admitted to the formation program, and so this May is the end of my first year for that. And so then on the roll of last year, this job came up, this opportunity became available, and I'm just like, yep. He told me to join the diaconate. I did, and felt good about it, so I just kept taking his lead, like we all should. You
sure.
Know? But it sometimes it's hard to listen, so.
We've had the Brockhaus boys on, two of my favorite guys to have on, and they both talked about it was almost like an epiphany that they had, you know, not quite maybe Saul being knocked off the horse,
yep.
But I always find it interesting, you know, when individuals make these choices. Was there a moment that you said, you know, I think I need to do this, or, you know, or was it gradual over time that it seemed to evolve?
Yeah, it was gradual. Well, looking back, it was kind of gradual to a point, and then it got to where I was almost feeling pushed, like, okay, Lord's telling me to do something here, but life got in the way, kids were raising kids, and I'm just like, okay, I'm going to push you off, you know. And he let me push him back a little bit, but then the kids are out of the house, you know, and we're empty nesters now, he said, okay, enough's enough. It's funny because it was actually, if you talk to Deacon Dennis, he got a lot of free lunches for me, because for about 2 years I took him to lunch all the time and just like, hey, what's up with this deacon thing? Like, tell me more about this. You know, I quizzed him all the time. So, yeah.
Okay. The other interesting things that both of the guys talked about was the reaction of their wives. And I think one of them said that she sensed it all along. And what took you so long? What was the reaction of your wife?
She looked at me when I really told her that I decided to do this and really wanted to pursue it. She looks at me. We were sitting on the couch, and she looks over and she goes, "It's about time."
See, yeah. I mean, we've heard this repeatedly, and you know, when I've talked to the deacons about this kind of thing, I think, and I will ask you what the twin daughters said when you told them.
They're super excited. They're excited to call me Deacon Dad. That's what they keep saying.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think it was Dennis who said, one of the kids asked him, "Now, you're not going to be a Jesus freak, are you?" And he said, "Yes, I am." So, of course, you know.
And that, he is.
See,
and
he is, yeah. And we love to have both of them on. They've been a delight. Yeah. So I guess my burning question is to you, Jeff, what does a parish life director do?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Is there a job outline?
If you look at Father Pelzel's job description, it was about 4.5 pages long when he gave it to me. We've modified it. I've got it down to 3.5, but I'm still working on it, still chiseling away. There's a lot, you know, it's something newer to our diocese, I think, that we're trying to do at Mater Dei. We're trying to follow a different model than I think that our churches have ever done before. And with the parish life director and Deacon Dennis is our business manager, we're more that first tier on the organizational chart, if you will, where the priests are right above us, and we're trying to take some of that load off, the day-to-day business operations and running the ministries and everything that goes into the church besides the liturgy and being a priest. We're trying to help do that more than I think that's ever been done before. And so that frees the priests up to do their more ministerial type of duties.
Okay.
So
would you agree with that, Father Mark, that that's kind of the, in a nutshell?
You betcha. He's got like 50 different things he needs to be doing, but, you know, he helps us out, you know, in the liturgy department and the kind of the faith formation department. He oversees our faith formation department. We have a faith formation coordinator known as Deacon Rick Roeder. But, again, he takes a lot of the stuff off of our plates, and so that we can then focus on, you know, the Sunday masses, the funerals, the weddings, things like that. So it's going to be a great, tremendous help. And what we're going to be talking about today, again, you know, with what we've had already with a marriage retreat, called a gifted workshop, upcoming the Corpus Christi events. Again, Jeff is basically heading it up, and that means Father Brad and I, we don't have to worry about it. We just have to basically show up, be there, you know, do what they tell us we need to do, or whatever it may be.
Yep.
Very good.
That's our goal.
Yeah, just show up and do whatever is told.
Because there's a lot of important things that the priests need to do, and with, you know, we all hear about our shortages of priests, and, you know, these guys need to be out ministering to the people, the anointing the sick and praying with them and doing the liturgies. That's stuff that we can't do because we're not priests, and that's important.
Very much so.
I mean, back in the good old days, you know, the priests would go out and welcome new parishioners. Well, you know, Jeff's got a welcome committee together, and they send out the people out to the new parishioners and visit with them. And, you know, so it's been wonderful just to, you know, have Jeff on board.
Terrific. Well, listeners, as you know, with this show, we always take a brief segue to give a shout-out to our sponsors, our underwriters, and anybody else. Also allows me the opportunity to drink some more water to try and get this voice to where it's almost normal, whatever normal may be. So I ask you to stay tuned. We have a lot more. And again, I alluded at the top of the show, we're going to talk about the Corpus Christi procession here in Sioux City at Mater Dei Parish. So please stay tuned, because we will be right back.